So this week's book is called The Ferals That Ate Australia. And right. As you can imagine, you're thinking feral, and your mind is probably going to all the nasty things that have come to Australia by one method or another. And at the top of the list, or arguably at the top of the list, is probably the unsuspecting rabbit. Well, on the front
so
cover
So it's,
of this,
it's not politicians?
No.
All
no.
Right, okay. That's where I thought we'd go.
Maybe, yes, maybe that could be another subject for another book.
Yeah.
This cover has a rabbit looking directly at the reader, wearing a old-fashioned 18th century tricorn hat, as in the kind of hat that Captain Philip would have worn. Anyway, Guy Hull is the author. His previous book was a book called The Dogs That Made Australia, which he looked at the role of dogs in Australia's history. Well, in Ferals, he's talking about just all of those animals that came to Australia in one form or another. And also he touches on the role that humans have played in stuffing up Australia's ecology and environment. And, it's a really interesting read. He writes really well. He lives in New South Wales, and this looks at all the well-known feral animals, so obviously starting off with the rabbit and then moving on to things like foxes and hares and camels and pigs and feral horses and donkeys, and then things, and of course the absolutely revolting cane toad. So they all get a role to play in this book, and then he also looks at what some would argue as ferals, just simply the introduced farm animals, so the sheep, the cattle, and we know now that unless they're used very carefully, they can stuff up Australia's environment just as much as a rabbit can. This is a really interesting book, a very thought-provoking book, but written for the layperson, very easy to read, and entertaining as well. So I've had a bit of a look at this, although I haven't read it completely, but the bits I have read, are just really easy to read and really interesting. A little, just the small parts I read today, I've sort of picked up a few things. I thought, I didn't realise that, and yes, I can see what he's on about.
Tim, this is one of those books where you shouldn't judge it by its cover, isn't it? Because
it kind of looks
like it belongs in the children's section.
Yeah, you could almost say that someone's is being very, very silly with the front cover. and there is a message to this book.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
it's a very interesting read for anyone who's interested in Australia's history and how we live in or how we have come to live in our environment the way we have.
There you go. Guy Hull, The Ferals That Ate Australia, in store now at Devonport Bookshop. Worth picking up. And again, don't judge a book by its cover. Tim Gott, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Lee. Thank you.